Hi, it's Aaron, one of the co-organizers of Startup Week in Denver. I'm here with lead organizer John Rossi. Follow him on Twitter at John R. Rossi. So, John, you want to tell us a little bit about the weekend?
Sure.
So tell us about the weekend.
Well, we started out Friday night with 61 tickets being sold. Out of the 61, we had an additional 4 tickets that were sold at the door. Last-minute attendees. We had 35 pitches, and out of those 35 pitches, we had 9 teams form. Out of those 9 teams, the average team size is about 7. We had some really good ideas pitched. The youngest pitcher being a 10-year-old from Denver who's had a little success with the idea of candy sushi. And I would say probably the oldest person that was pitching is, I would say, probably in their 40s. So it's been a really great, diverse crowd.
Okay, awesome. How are the teams a little bit different than, you would say, the last Denver Startup Weekend or the previous Startup Weekends?
I think there's been more dedication, more focus, more intensity on the teams for the ideas that were pitched. This is happening during Global Entrepreneur Week, which is kind of a global initiative that Startup Weekend is very proud to be a part of, that's taking place in 65 cities in 25 different countries. So it is on the eve of the actual Global Entrepreneurship Week, which starts tomorrow, Monday the 14th. So I think a lot more people came prepared with well-prepared pitches and ideas and how they wanted to execute as far as the design concept. And it's just been a welcoming change.
Yep. So for the people that aren't familiar with Startup Weekend, what are the kind of steps that the companies that are formed here tonight will take after Startup Weekend's over?
The first thing to do is to keep the momentum alive. They can do that by attending local events that are sponsored by organizers throughout the community that want to help better foster a startup community. Also, as an organizer, one of my jobs is to stay focused and keep following up with the teams to find out if there's anything I can do to help them get access to startup-friendly resources, find venues to meet at, provide them with really anything that they need going forward.
Yep. Is there any advice that you would give to the startups once they move on beyond this point?
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Okay.
When you find help or when you get help, find a way to help that person back, because that's the only way this community is going to keep thriving.
Yep. Great, Don. How can we get a hold of you or learn more about Startup Weekend?
You can check out denver.startupweekend.org. You can check out startupdenver.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at John R. Rossi, JonRRossi. And you can also just check out local, get in contact with a local organizer that does Startup Weekend in your city.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Aaron.